Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
And Hunter Wendell said it's just thrown out Aaron Boone.
Oh, boy. Boone didn't say anything. Boone's just been thrown out of the game.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 1019 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
LeBron is clock. Producers jack. They want to be down with the grand.
All right, 12:04 back on The Fan. It's BT and Sal. Brandon Tierney, Sal Licata Show, leading up to the draft. And, well, we're juggling those Jets and Giants. And from a Giants perspective, listen, I think they're open for business on every conceivable front. I think they can move up. I think they can move back. I think they could stand pat and get a player that they really love. But the move for the Giants, at least for me, is to get the quarterback of the future, whatever it takes to do that. Most likely moving up with the Pats at 3, do it. Jones isn't it. No disrespect. We've seen it. Been there, done that. Move on. Get your quarterback, and let's go.
And maybe this is finally it, BT. We'll know tomorrow night if, in fact, the Daniel Jones era is officially over. Whether he starts a game or not, it's irrelevant if they draft a quarterback. And I hope the same. I do agree that Daniel Jones is done. I want to see the Giants draft a quarterback. I just don't want them to reach. I want to make sure it's a guy that they love. And they're in a weird spot at number 6 where you can't really wait for a quarterback to fall to you, and you're going to have to trade up. But do you trade up with number 3 and get May? Do you trade up to number 4 and get McCarthy? Do you trade up to number 3 and get McCarthy? There are so many different scenarios here. I'm not sure what's going to happen with the Giants. I just don't want them to reach. As long as it is for a quarterback that Brian Daboll and Joe Shane absolutely love, not one or the other, one, a realistic option. Obviously, you can't go up and get Caleb Williams. Like, that's not going to happen. And in all likelihood, Daniel is going to go number 2. So they have to figure out if they love one of the remaining quarterbacks, and then I'd be fine with them making a move. I just don't want them to reach just to take a quarterback or get a bad deal, meaning give up a boatload to get a guy that they're, you know, not lukewarm about, because I don't think they do that, but a guy that they really don't fully love.
I get that. I just don't think there's any way they're going to get played this during the next, 24 hours or so. I think they know exactly who they want. Not that we know who they want, but I'm pretty sure that they know who they want. And I'm quite sure that they've got a pretty good sense of what the teams in front of them, outside of everybody knows what the Bears are going to do, but what everybody else is going to do or leaning toward. I think they've got the intel necessary to make a flex tomorrow night. Think about this. Like, imagine playing a certain style and never getting a player to match that style. I mean, Brian Daboll was brought here as an offensive guy, a quarterback developer, and he did it with Josh Allen, who was as raw as they got. I watched him a lot at Wyoming because I thought there was a real good chance. I'm not saying I watch all these kids. I'm not going to lie to everybody.
Yeah.
I'm not sitting there spliced up film of Jaden Daniels or Caleb Williams and or Drake way, May every weekend. I'm not doing that.
Even if you did.
Yeah, even if I did, I don't know more right. than well, you know, or what they
it
want.
Matter.
It's subjective.
Yeah.
What I see, they might not. Vice yeah. versa, what it, I value, they might not.
It's really difficult for us to say who we would. I stopped doing it. I read some things, and it makes me, and I'll base my decision off of certain things that I read about the player. But
yeah.
it can't just be about his arm talent
no.
or his physical attributes, because that stuff really doesn't mean anything.
It's got to be more sophisticated. And obviously, we just went through that with Zach Wilson.
Yeah.
And,
right.
and even back in the day, the Jets fell in love, McCagden, with Sam Darnold, yep. who was throwing tight spirals in the rain at his USC Pro Day. Yeah, I agree. What I've done now, we'll get back to these calls here, 877-337-6666. What I now do is, not that I won't focus on a few players, I attack the Jets and the Giants drafts as, okay, what do I think they need position-wise?
Right.
The Giants need a quarterback. The Giants need a receiver. Giants need another old lineman. The Jets need
O-line.
A tight end, another receiver, and an old lineman. Not necessarily in that order, but I would take Bowers, as I've said. We'll get to him more in a bit. But the Giants, you can't keep kicking this down the road. You've got to give Dable the chance to get somebody in here while he's young and moldable. It's year three. Get him a quarterback. Somebody yes. he didn't inherit, you know?
Yeah, I'd like to just see the franchise go in a different direction. It would just feel, you know, it started to hit me last night a little bit. And I'm more excited about this draft. We did, well, that was 2 years ago, I guess. I was going to say we did the draft show together.
Yeah, when they drafted Pitts.
Yeah,
right? No, that was Drake London.
Right.
Yeah, 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 yeah,
well,
yeah.
And the yep. Jets
we got
drafted
Sauce and Garrett.
Garrett that year.
Yep. That was fun.
Giants got, was it Neil that year? Yeah, Evan Neal. Anyway, so that was a couple years ago. And even though we did the show together, it was like a big deal. I wasn't as excited for that draft as I am for this for some reason.
Really? Maybe even with the Jets and the Giants having four of the top 10 picks? I was
yeah,
pumped for that draft.
But maybe it's because the new regime with Shane and Dable possibly getting their quarterback and just being the end of the Daniel Jones era. This has been going on for 5 years
yeah, it's,
now.
It's,
like,
it's...
I'm excited about, all due respect to Daniel Jones, like I'm excited about once they make that pick, if it is in fact a quarterback, that's it. Like, the narrative now changes to, here it is, nice and clean. Shane, Dable, quarterback.
Yep.
Now we move forward and evaluate a totally new regime with a totally different quarterback, and we have a fresh feeling for what the Giants are going to be moving forward. And with the Jets, it's different because it feels like it's a final piece for a team that should finally be getting back to
mm-hmm.
the postseason, where we're talking about, you know, 14 freaking years here. Whether it's Bowers, and I disagree, I want to take a lineman there. Whether it is, in fact, a lineman, whatever it may be, I'm excited about this draft.
I'm excited about the season, and obviously the draft is a nice precursor to the season. So I'm not going to say that I disagree with that, Sal. It's 1210 BT and Sal on the Fan, 877-337-6666 inside of our Town Fair Tire studio. Our friends at Town Fair remind you that I have the wrong read. I should know this by heart, but I'll just read that I have in front of me. Powered by Town Fair. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. What?
What happened?
Nothing.
Oh, okay.
Big deal.
Oh,
I didn't say anything.
I know.
You gave a look.
Boy. No, he did. He didn't. I was just messing around. I also do think that you can lure somebody into a trade for Jones. And I think that that's where you and I disagree. I think that the general thought about Daniel Jones, if you're on board with my thought about getting a quarterback tomorrow night in round one, well, why would you do that, Jones? You can't trade him. It doesn't matter. Okay, I think you can. I think that it's changing a little bit here, and I think that the Giants can incentivize somebody and entice somebody to a trade, provided they throw a little draft equity in there and eat some of the money. And there's got to be a couple of teams that are quarterback hungry that can't scoot up on the draft board tomorrow night that would value Daniel Jones. I mean, he's not a complete scrub.
Yeah, that would shock me. I wouldn't be shocked if the Giants traded up and took a quarterback. I would be shocked if the Giants traded Daniel Jones. And honestly, if they did, I mean, we might have a party tomorrow. Pizza on me, or Friday, I guess it would be. Pizza on me if the Giants trade Daniel Jones on draft night. I mean,
well, next time we get pizza, we got to mix in a little sausage and a little pepper. It was a little bit plain.
Yeah, well,
get some squares.
Ordered. He just got two plain pies. But I'm saying, which, by the way, they were delicious.
They were good.
But yeah, I was looking for a little grandma slice, maybe a vodka slice.
Yeah, nice.
Dude,
yeah.
All kidding. If the Giants figure out a way to draft a quarterback and trade Daniel
pizza
Jones,
on Sal.
Pizza on me on Friday.
Okay. Doug's in Parkway with BT and Sal. What's happening, Doug?
Hi, good afternoon, guys. Want to make a quick point on Jones, but I hope your wives won't be killing you when you get back about the socks and everything on the dog.
Yeah. Well, she already knows.
okay.
And she didn't kill me yet.
Yeah.
Not with that.
My
so
wife
I think I'm all right.
Yeah. To the radio or in person or in real life.
Just like any version of Sal.
For the Jones, I want to make a point where everybody's not missing. If he gets hurt, if he goes down for the year, that opt out, they have to keep him. I'm like 99% of them about this. Have you heard about this?
Well, there's triggers and there's benchmarks I don't know specific to this. I just know that it's less of a penalty if you cut him after the year. But I got to double check on the injury stuff. I'm not 100% sure.
I'm all for getting their guy. I don't really trust any of these QBs coming out. I would love a receiver to see what Jones could do. But at the same time, if he goes down, I can't imagine not being able to get rid of the guy.
Well, then you're saying you're on the hook, so there's a risk to play him. But I think that's not true. I'll do a little research on that. But yeah, I mean, I'd be a little more intrigued to see Jones with better weapons.
What if you say he's saying if he plays this year
and he gets hurt,
they can't void their contract? No way.
I don't believe that's true, but I don't want to misspeak here.
Let's just say it is true.
Yeah. Then you can't play him.
Then you can't play him. I mean, it's very simple, but I can't believe that's true.
There's no way. Howard's in Brick, New Jersey. Howie, what's happening?
Hey, guys. How you doing? A lot to unpack today. Great show.
Thank you.
Thanks, dude.
Hey, listen, there's nothing sexier than when my wife puts on one of my football jerseys and nothing else.
All right, baggy sweatshirts. All right, good luck.
Hey, two donuts is always acceptable, and I want free coffee for the rest of my life. But
I like that.
Listen, I agree with you guys about the Knicks. If they're not up by 20 in the fourth quarter, the refs are not going to give them that game. There's no question about that.
Yeah, and good luck getting up by 20 in the fourth. And by the way, it's not unrealistic if Jalen Brunson plays the way that Jalen Brunson plays.
There's a chance the Knicks get knocked around tomorrow night.
Listen, they're playing really good defense against him. Kelly Oubre,
he's been a problem. Oubre sucks offensively, but his length defensively is a problem for the Knicks.
Absolutely. But I still think Brunson can figure it out, and I expect him to do in game 3.
All right, Howie, get to the point. You hit at least five different things here. You want to hit the Islanders' power play kill next? Come on.
Yeah. The next thing is about the Jets. Now, at 10, I do like Brown. I love that kid.
Who?
I think he's definitely Kelsey-esque. However, if I'm the GM, I would like to trade that pick maybe to either Denver, Vegas, or even New Orleans, move down, still get Bowers, and still get maybe a 41st pick overall.
I think there's a chance. That's the smart thing. You said some interesting stuff otherwise. That's the smartest thing that you said. I think that there's a chance that could actually happen.
Trade down and get Bowers?
And still get Bowers. Now, you've got to be perfect in reading what other teams are going to do. There's a chance that could happen.
See, that, though, then validates my feeling on not taking a tight end at number 10.
Yeah, but you got to know that he's going to be there.
Well, but I'm still not taking him. Like, you know, again, we compare him to Kyle Pitts. Kyle Pitts went 4. Like, there's a big difference between taking a tight end 4, 10, 15. Like, out of the top 10, the only way he would trade down is if he doesn't love a player there, whether it is a lineman, even Bowers. And by the way, if you do love him, and you absolutely love him, and Aaron Rodgers is on board and that's the pick, then you cannot risk trading down a few picks. It would have to be trading back, you know, what's trading down 2 or 3 picks really going to do?
Well, it's going to get you think you second, get your second round pick back. Okay, 100%, right, well, then.
But you also then run the risk.
No. That's why I say you got to be perfect in your pre-draft analysis and
you'd run
reading.
That risk. Like, for me,
see, I don't think it's as risky as you think, though, because I think that there's a way before you make the trade to get the information enough where you feel, okay, I can do this, and the team in front of me is going to do X, Y, and Z. Like, that's got to be, you got to have you got to have contacts in the other front office. Hey, Joe, I mean, I don't mean Joe Douglas. Joe Jones. Joe, who are you drafting? Now, I'm thinking about doing this. It could have been somebody that you were on the scouting team with a different, this is how it goes. Joe, what position are you leaning? If I do this, am I going to get screwed?
Yeah.
This is how you get answers, I'm telling you.
Yeah, I just, my point was, if you love the player, is it really worth the risk? Now, obviously, if you could guarantee, I'm going to get a second round pick, move back 2 spots and still get my same guy.
That it's brilliant. Yeah.
But if you do move back, you have to, I don't care what anybody tells you, you have to be prepared.
Yep. That you don't get him.
Correct.
Yes. And I think that level of preparation comes from having somebody else at a different position that you would be equally
like
thrilled with
that's
drafting.
That's exactly right.
There you go.
That's exactly right. Now you're talking about, okay, we'll trade down because I think it's a reach to take him here. We get a second round pick or whatever it is that they get
from
moving down
three
spots, four spots, whatever. And we're okay with, if he falls to us, great. If he doesn't, we still have this guy that we like that's going to be
there.
But
we know we're getting the other guy. I don't lean on too many mock drafts, but I do want to at least run through one here because there's a situation. I said that there's a chance Bowers could fall, and let me just give this to you, all right? So this was on CBSSports.com. Take it for what it's worth, whatever. All right, Caleb Williams 1, Jaden Daniels 2, Drake May 3. Pats don't trade out. Boom. Harrison stays there at 4, goes to the Cardinals. The Chargers take Neighbors. They got rid of Mike Williams. Makes sense. You need a receiver.
Yeah.
The Giants take...
Chargers are going receiver. We would all assume that, right?
Yeah. Okay. Although there is some weird, crazy story out there that they would trade Herbert. And then, who the hell knows? I don't know. Odunze to the Giants at 6.
I would hate that pick.
Why?
I would hate that pick.
I would like that.
Yeah.
I mean, I want a quarterback, but that's not a bad consolation.
But that's a big drop off from on a quarterback.
Stud.
Are you kidding?
He's a stud.
Who's going to throw him the ball? Mm-hmm. The one thing the Giants can't do is take a wide receiver.
Oh, I totally disagree.
You want to trade?
They actually might. I think there's a better chance they do wide receiver than quarterback.
See, for me, that would be a disaster.
No.
All this hope and excitement about possibly trading up to get a quarterback, you're going to then take a wide receiver? Absolutely not.
I would.
No way.
I would. And I think that they might.
Take the best lineman on the board, trade down, figure it out. You cannot take a wide receiver.
All right, so... Especially
the third one, or you said third one in that spot? Yeah.
That would be number three,
because
Neighbors would be gone,
and
so would him. Okay, so let me just keep rolling here. So, number seven, as many people think, Joe Alt, Notre Dame lineman, boom, Tennessee. Murphy, D lineman, Jets or the Giants won't be in play for him. They have him going to your Falcons at 8. Jared Verse, the kid on the edge from Florida State, going 9. Now, this is where the Jets would pick, okay? But they have a mock trade with the Saints. Now, just follow me. The kid Fashunu, the Penn State offensive lineman,
yes,
who's thought to be number 2, goes to the Saints.
At 10. They trade up to, okay.
Jets move back a few spots. The Vikings take McCarthy. They stay at 11. Now, they could trade up,
right,
maybe.
Okay.
But under this mock, they stay there. They take the quarterback. Then the Broncos at 12 take Michael Penix.
At 12?
Listen, if
he's
you love
gonna
him.
He's going to go that high?
Sal, if you love him at 17, what the hell's the difference? Look at their quarterback
five picks. I mean, you get.
But if you love them, it doesn't matter. If you love them,
yeah, I guess.
I don't love them like that,
I'm
but they
saying,
might.
Like, I mean, I'd be so. Why not trade down and hope to get them?
I'm just saying, it's one mock. Right, I mean, anything's possible.
Well,
here.
The only reason why I'm even reacting like that is because I haven't seen or heard that Penix could potentially go that high. That's what I'm saying. These things are all over the place. Okay, but go ahead.
That's about the highest I've seen him do.
Okay.
He's been more mid-ish and late.
That's what I'm saying.
No,
so
but it doesn't mean it's going to happen anyway. Now and then. Mitchell, who's a corner, played at Toledo. I haven't seen him play at all. I've seen his name. I don't know anything about
the
kid.
Okay.
He's the first
corner
off the board. And then the Jets, who swiped and swapped, pardon me, with the Saints at 14, would then be able to take Bowers. Now, you say, well, how?
Which would be a steal.
No doubt.
Because a guy you were going to take at 10, you still get him at 14.
And the reason you do that is because, think about this, if this is right, the Saints are trading with you because they want the offensive lineman.
Right.
And then there's a run on quarterbacks. Vikings quarterback, Broncos quarterback, Raiders corner.
Well, none of those teams you wouldn't think are the teams that you just mentioned there are going to take a tight end. Like, they're not in a spot to burn a top pick.
The Bears could.
Trade. Where are the Bears?
Well, they got 1 and they got 9. And it's got them going defense, but, you know, could the Bears...
I'm saying...
They have a pretty good tight end
anyway.
I was saying the three specifically
after the Jets... Like, I wasn't assuming...
Jets stay at 10.
Yeah, Jets stay at 10, but then trade down. The teams between 10 and 14, I would not think are going to take a tight end.
Probably not.
Like, it takes
not.
A special team to take a tight end. I agree with you with the Bears because they have so many picks.
They could just keep jumping back and
did a good job last
stuff.
Year with the trades or free agency, like all that stuff. Mm. Yeah, I mean, they're going to take the quarterback. Maybe they give him a weapon and take a tight end there at number 9. Who knows? But... The other teams, I wouldn't think so.
877-337-6666. BT and Sal. Brandon, Titty, Sal, the Cotta Show. Jets, Giants, draft stuff. The Yankees, offensive impotence. I mean, outside of 4 runs in the first inning continues. So what do you make of that? Although I think that Judge showed...
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Some good signs last night. I told Sal, not just because he had a nice hit in the first inning with a couple of runs, but his swings look better. You know, hitting the ball harder to right field. Do you think this is where Judge starts to jump off? I do. And if that's not the case, I don't know where this Yankees offense goes. So we can get back to that as well. BT and Sal on The Fan.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Swung on.
There it goes. Deep left. It is high. It is far. It is gone. Number 62 to set the new American League record.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
Haven't been able to do that in a while, Sal. Jersey Mike's Yankees box office blitz. Pair of field-level tickets. Bombers taking on Detroit. The old Tigers at Yankee Stadium coming up on Saturday, May 4th. May the 4th be with you. Right now, we'll do call the number 10, 866-540-WFAN. That's 866-540-9326. That's your chance to win. It's all from Jersey Mike's, the official sub sandwich shop of the New York Yankees box office blitz and The Fan. And make sure you guys listen again tomorrow right here on BT and Sal. Same time on The Fan. Another chance to win. Are you a big Star Wars guy? I know we talk about Rocky a lot. You like Star Wars?
I don't know if I'm big, but I'm definitely into it.
Okay.
Not the bobbleheads. Even though I was a bobblehead collector, like I like some things, I never get into the Star Wars versions of them.
Uh-huh.
I love the movies. You enjoy them?
Oh, God, I love them.
Yeah, they're fun. It's a nice escape.
Oh.
I watch the majority of them. I'll watch some of the, it becomes too much, like some of the spinoff shows now that they have.
Yeah, when they focus on some of the other characters less.
I didn't watch, have I seen Solo the movie? Yes, I did.
I saw that in the movies.
I enjoyed that.
I saw Solo in the movies.
That's a good one.
Yep, that was good. He was my favorite.
Mandalorian, have you watched that?
Yes, yes.
I started
a little,
watching,
but I didn't get into it too much.
I started watching
good,
that,
but
and then
it
like,
got busy.
Then they come out with all the other ones, the I don't know, Obi-Wan.
Boba Fett.
Yeah, yeah.
That's where I check out.
It's too much, dude.
Give me Han. Give me a blaster. Give me a little lightsaber fight with Luke and somebody or one of the main Jedis. Let's go.
But yes, to your point, like sometimes if I'm just doing stuff around the house, I love either putting on like Star Wars movies and just having them on. I don't need to lock in, like just hearing it in the background.
The music.
Or like old wrestling pay-per-views.
Oh, how do you get those? What do you mean? Like, are they on WWE?
If you have Peacock, which I don't any longer, but I used to have it. If you have Peacock, they have the library of it. So, like, you could go,
oh, really?
Yeah. So, if you have Peacock, you get the entire old school library. Like, you could watch whatever your favorite WrestleMania.
Going back
3,
to what year? Like, they have stuff from
all of it. WrestleMania 1.
Really?
They have older stuff even that you may like.
Dude, they got Raws. They got everything you want and more.
You,
it's the most
like,
ridiculous thing in the world.
Something that you remember watching that you Piper's Pit.
No, I've seen them all.
Like, that's what I'm saying.
YouTube,
but they have
but
the entire library. So I'll put on like whatever it is, Royal Rumble 1992 with Ric Flair winning. And you hear the commentary in the background, or you go further back with Monsoon. And it's like therapeutic to have that on in the background.
I get
other
it.
Stuff.
You know what I stumbled upon recently? We'll get back to these calls here. Jets and Giants, little Yanks as well. BT and Sal, 877-337-6666. A Bobby Heenan shoot on a bunch of things. Now, Bobby it was probably 12, 13 years ago, maybe 10.
I know
when did Bobby pass away? A couple of years ago he passed away, right? Maybe
four or five? So, yeah.
So it was about a 10-year window. But, I mean, his brain, but his mind for the business and, like, the psychology of the interview and bunch of people that he managed. It was really awesome. I just stumbled upon it, and it was fascinating.
One of the greats, no question
about
it.
No doubt. Let's get back to you guys here. How about, let's get Billy, Jones Beach, BT and Sal. Bill, kick it. What's going on?
Hey, what's happening, guys? Listen, me and Sal have a little difference. Romo Dunze is my favorite wide receiver.
He's phenomenal.
In this draft. He is tough. He is Steve Smith, only bigger and tougher. And by the way, I don't love any of these quarterbacks coming out. I got to tell you, I don't want Giants taking a quarterback at 6. Please, guys, Trevor Lawrence was my favorite quarterback coming out, and he still hasn't turned the corner.
He hasn't.
What do you guys think?
So what are you going to do to get a quarterback, though?
You just keep DJ.
No.
You know, run it.
No,
can,
no. No, Billy, no.
Get second, third round. With
no. Billy, hold on a sec, Bill. So you don't like three. Billy, think about what you're telling us, man. Now, first of all, you're saying to run it back with Daniel Jones, and that's your opinion. I respect it. I don't agree. But at least I can, all right, some part of my brain wrap my mind around that. Now, where you lose me is you say you don't like any of the top three or four quarterback prospects. We'll throw Penix and Bo Nix, even though I think Penix is a lot better than Bo Nix. But we'll throw him in there as well. And then you say we'll scoop up somebody in the third round. If you don't like the guys who are going in the first round, what do you really think about the guys?
You're not risking anything in the third round.
But if they're not good, it's a waste.
Well, I think if you're going to go after a J.J. McCarthy, who's a third-round prospect, in my opinion, him and Spencer Rattler are similar. I'd rather take a J.J. McCarthy in the third, if you could get him.
Yeah, right.
Third round? He's talking about going third pick.
No, did you sneeze on yourself? What the hell happened?
I had a sneeze.
Did you just fire a snot on your shoulder?
I sneezed.
What in the world is going on?
I sneezed into my arm.
But Toph came in and gave you a towel for your sweatshirt.
Yeah, well, no. He gave me tissues for me.
But then I saw you use the tissue to wipe your arm.
Well, you sneeze, BT, sometimes.
Did it really go on your arm? I've never seen that.
You're supposed to sneeze nowadays into your elbow, right? Like, that's the safe thing to do.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I mean, I fire snot rockets. Like, if I'm playing golf and it's cold out, whatever. I do that, but that was, like, unintentional.
I couldn't help it. I'm like, my eyes are... I have a sneeze
coming
here.
It's allergy season.
I don't know what's going on.
It's allergy
season. I sneezed into my elbow.
Funny, my goodness.
This is the magic of radio. No one would have known about that until BT blew up his pocket.
That's true. Is that taking behind the curtain? That's what we do until we're actually simulcast here. Charlie and Bethpage. Charlie, what's happening?
BT and Sal, you guys are having a good time. I like that.
We are having fun.
But BT, I got totally disagree.
We are having fun today. Monday was a different story.
Yeah, we're yelling at each other. We're going to attack each other. Yeah, that's true. Go ahead. What do you got with me, Charlie? Yeah. What's the problem?
Well, the problem is when we get a pick like that, okay, you don't waste it on a tight end or running back. We need a lineman. I want to give him Notre Dame. I don't think he's going to be there.
Yep.
But we get guys around. Now, Douglas has done a good job with getting the free agents to fill that line. But we got to get a young stud out of college, build it up like we have to. Now, listen, Douglas missed on Becton. We all thought Becton was the guy. He ate himself out of the NFL. He'd rather go to IHOP and eat pancakes than do a pancake block.
Well, but Charlie, hold on.
That was funny, actually.
But not necessarily accurate. Got hurt. He was great before he got hurt.
Yeah, he's been a total bust.
No, I know. His film was sick before he got hurt.
In the beginning, I remember Baldy highlighting him, and you're thinking, oh, my God, this is the guy that you want.
Yep.
But it was a bad pick. I mean, it turned out to be the wrong pick, unfortunately.
Well, it wasn't really. We all thought it was a good pick, but the guy just wanted to eat himself out of the NFL. I mean, it's sad.
Right.
Because I thought it was a can't-miss pick. But, I mean, we got to build the lineup. Like when he got Mangold. Brickishaw, my boy from Freeport High School, when he built the offensive line is when the Jets were winning in the playoffs.
That's what I want. And by the way, look at how the Giants won their two Super Bowls. Everybody talks about Eli or the defense. The offensive line, continuity, consistency up front, mainstays, guys that you're going to have there for years to come, build an offensive line. The Jets just don't have that. They don't have the young guys there. It's different guys here, different guys there. Trying to patchwork it in.
Uh-huh.
The last time they had sustained success was when they had that great offensive line.
That's true.
It all starts there. If they had a good offensive line, I could understand wanting a tight end. They need a young lineman who can stabilize that offensive line moving forward. And obviously, Vera Tucker could be a piece like that, too, but he's got to stay healthy.
Tippmann, I do like quite a bit, but I hear you. All right, more likely, real quick before we get a break here, BT and Sal, get back to these calls. Obviously, Jets and Giants draft tomorrow. Yankees offense, 877-337-6666. Have a question about your Metsies as well. We'll squeeze that in. More likely, Sal, the Giants move up to draft a quarterback, whomever that is, but they move up, or the Jets at 10 have a chance to take Bowers and pass on him? Which is more likely, in your opinion?
That the Jets...
Giants move up to get a quarterback.
Right.
Or the Jets pass on Bowers at 10, meaning he's there, and they pass. What's more likely?
I'd probably say the Giants moving up to take a quarterback. I don't think the Jets...
I don't think there's any chance the Jets pass on Bowers if he's there at 10.
I'm worried about that. I think it's going to be the wrong move. Now, what would be really the power move is they pass on him at 10, trade down, and get him later.
I mean, that would be...
That's the power move. And by the way,
Joe would play some chess at that point.
Joe D, man, one thing he's done...
He does trade well.
He's a great trader.
He is.
He's smart in that regard. May not always make the right pick or the right free agent signing, but stuff like this...
Yeah, I do trust him on draft night. And the other thing that he's very good at is, you know, listen, now it's born out of mistakes that he made, but... You know, whenever, even though he didn't draft Darnold, but like whenever something doesn't work out, he's able to take something with no apparent value and even gets like.
The Jamal Adams trade was one of the great trades.
Oh my God. Jamal Adams was an amazing move. The Sam Darnold, you actually got decent draft equity and you even got something for Zach.
The fact that they could move up a spot for Zach, the fact that they moved up obviously more, but if you could just move up one spot, I would have been like, no way, you can't do that. He's worthless.
Yeah.
And so I do give him credit for that. Let's see what he could do. But I would say the Giants more likely. At this point, I would not only be surprised, I'd be terribly disappointed if the Giants didn't trade up to take a quarterback.
And if I'm going on the record, I'm saying the Giants walk away with a quarterback tomorrow night and the Jets walk away with Bowers. Giants are getting their quarterback.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Back said it 2 weeks ago that they should. I feel better about it today, and I think that the Jets get Bowers.
The question is, what round do they get the quarterback in?
Yeah, well, yeah.
World Series over. Yankees win. The Yankees win.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
It's their 27th World Championship, the most of any team in any sport in the history of professional sports.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Nice. There you go. BT and Sal on The Fan. The stupid two-minute report. I'll tell you, the NBA, they just...
What good does that do?
It does no good.
For anybody.
Well, why they do, I know why they do it. It's for transparency purposes. It's their way of communicating to those who think that the NBA's fixed or it's not exactly above board. Whatever. It's hard. It's human error. You've got big bodies that are getting bigger by the year. The court hasn't changed. It's still 94 by 50-something. But the human body's grown to a point, and they're so fast, and it's impossible to ref without making mistakes.
Right.
And there were mistakes against the Knicks earlier in the game, which is obviously less egregious. It's more of an issue when it happens late. Yeah, big things happen at the end. Fantastic. Jalen Brunson grabbed Maxey's jersey before the ball was inbounded.
He was fouled.
Awesome.
He was fouled. We all saw it.
So I what?
Mean, come on. But they
suck
didn't call
it.
Yeah, it happens all the time. Did you hear Tibbs' response?
I read it, but do you have something else there? What was it about?
When asked about the two-minute report, he said, I'm more concerned with the 46-minute report. Yeah. I knew they couldn't call a foul there because of the way they've been treating Jalen Brunson,
there
which
you go.
He's right about that. Mm-hmm. He's locked in a game three. We don't get sidetracked. And by the way, while it's a great one-liner and funny, and you know, Jalen Brunson has been he hasn't been getting the benefit of the whistle, and that's been going on all year where Brunson gets abused, and the Knicks have been on the wrong side of some of these bad foul calls. But what good does it do to release these stupid reports? Unless you could do something about it, do you think the Sixers fans, You think the 76ers fans feel good about hearing about this, or would you be more frustrated?
This has always bothered me as a fan. This has happened in the NFL with the Jets. It doesn't happen as much in baseball. Right. It bothers me because it's like, you're acknowledging what I saw and what I know and why I was pissed off in real time, yet nothing's changing.
So it doesn't help the 76ers fans feel good.
No.
It certainly doesn't help the Knicks fans because they could give a crap less. They won the game. I want to move on. Like, stop hearing the excuses. It is what it is.
Yep.
Hey, Hardenstein didn't have to grab that rebound, but he did. Somebody on the 76ers could have went up there and grabbed the rebound. They didn't. DiVincenzo could have missed a shot. He didn't. So it wasn't the sole reason. So Knicks fans don't want to hear the excuses. 76ers fans want a different result. They're not getting that. The NBA looks bad because they're exposing the officials who admit that they make a mistake. It's a lose-lose for everybody. They're all a bunch of idiots.
Mm-hmm. Suck that, Philly.
I guess so. Yeah.
And by the way, I was trying to remember the game, and I think that you guys got it right. Remember the Rockets game, the Knicks, in regular season, so less consequence. Jalen Brunson got called for a foul, and instead he got fouled, and it really hurt the Knicks. Nobody goes back to that. Now, let's face it. The Knicks got the 2 seed, but let's say that was a factor between the Knicks being a 4 or a 5 seed, and you don't get home court versus getting home court. You know, it's just... It's going down a tunnel where there's just not enough light that changes anything. So it bothers me.
Right, so why do it? Why does Adam Silver need to do this 2-minute report?
To exonerate themselves. That's all. They don't care about justice.
But fans don't
perception.
Care. Right, but fans don't care about what they say if it's not done, if it's not changed.
But they want people to think that there's going to be... It's hard to...
What, accountability?
Yeah. I mean, basically, that's a good word for it. Yeah. Now, here's what it does.
But to Tim's point, what about the other 46 minutes when the guys had their heads up their ass, calls the wrong way against the Knicks?
That's why I'm not overreacting to this.
So it's the whole game. They should be evaluating officials behind closed doors and holding them accountable. Baseball, too, with the umpires. But yet they don't because we still see Angel Hernandez out there every 5 seconds.
And he's not alone. I watch the Yanks and Mets every night, and dude, I feel like there's missed calls in terms of fastballs or whatever that are a ball and a half outside on the little rectangle. I'm like, that's not even close to be the strike. It's really an epidemic right now. Hoff, I know you got something. I want to jump in one sec, but the thing that it does do, and this stinks. Here's what it does. It puts everybody on alert. And I guarantee
that
the first quarter is going to be all Philly. Now, it might have been that way anyway.
I mean, first quarter in game 2 was all Philly as well.
True, but I'm saying that was going to really be tilted in their direction. Now,
game 1 as well, if I'm not mistaken.
They jumped out to leads early in both games, and the Knicks were playing uphill, even though they were able to come back and win. But the old thought was in the NBA, just to kind of extend series and make more money, TV purposes, gate stuff, blah, 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 that you don't want sweeps. So even if there was no 2-minute report that really illuminated multiple mistakes, and there were some mistakes, I give you that, sure. There's a chance that the Sixers would have swallowed the whistle against the Knicks tomorrow night anyway, just to extend the series, to give the Sixers a chance, favor the Sixers.
It's sad that you would say that, and it's sad that we, as fans, do believe that that's a part of it.
It's always been a part of it. It's just the way
it
goes.
You think it's a coincidence that every home team has won, right, so far in the first
round? The Bucks lost last night. Oh, so the Pacers won last night.
Prior to that, though, they were 11-0. Or there was some ridiculous. Wasn't it, Boyle? Denver, didn't you see that?
I believe the Bucks like that. Losing last night was the first game a home team has lost.
So what are we at, 12-1
now? And the Clippers lost last night as well.
Yeah, okay. Clippers lost the home game.
Right, but prior to last night.
It was 9-0.
No, I think it was 11-0.
Oh, is that what it was?
I'm pretty sure it was 11-0 prior to last night. Anyway.
Yeah, but you're also playing... like 8 seed, 7 outside of the Knicks, Sixers,
but
most
home court has always been a thing in the NBA anyway, where it's a big deal.
Hoff, what do you got there, buddy?
11-0 through Monday.
Prior to last night. Oh, through Monday. Okay.
First of all, Soto struck out yesterday on 7 pitches and didn't swing at
not
any
one
end.
Was a strike.
Right, I know.
I saw that.
He struck out on 7
not
pitches.
Not one was in the zone.
They were all out of the zone.
Every single one.
Did he swing at any of them?
No. Now, do you want to yell at him for not swinging at strikes?
Well, could he swing the bat?
If it's a strike, he could. Please don't get me back into this.
But that wasn't what my... Here's the real question about this whole thing. The NBA puts out this 2-minute report saying that they screwed up.
Yep.
How about all the gambling, the people that lost bets because
Great
of that?
Point.
Can they go and say, oh, well, the NBA admitted they screwed up. Well, let me get my money back.
That would make me even more irate. That's an excellent point, Hoff.
Yep.
Wouldn't that make you more irate? Now, I did not gamble on this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming you did not either.
I did not.
I mean, we had other stuff at stake there.
Yeah.
We had other stuff on the line. It was a little more valuable.
Yeah.
No, but seriously, if you bet,
and
I don't even mean to joke about this because I have bet, obviously,
me too,
and we've been on the wrong end of things, and you want to do damage to somebody. Like,
That's a problem.
Yeah.
And then you have these idiots come out and admit that they did wrong. And if I'm gambling, you know what gambling companies should do? Say, you know what? According to the two-minute report, I'll give you money back.
Or make I'll give you a free play.
Whatever it may be.
Yeah,
do
I
something
hear you.
Like, because it would do them good favor.
But that's a dangerous road. Once you do it once, you're doing it all
but
the
still,
time.
But still, the point is the NBA is in bed with these gambling companies. Now,
everybody
is.
Not just the NBA.
That's fine, but the NBA is the one who's putting out the games.
Yeah.
And then they're saying, yeah, we screwed up and we screwed you. If you bet the Sixers, you should have won that game. They had the game won. There should have been multiple fouls called. If they didn't. It turned out it didn't, but if I'm a fan, I bet on the Sixers.
Now they still covered, but if you had Philly on the money line, you lose. Okay. Or yeah, you know, I got you. I don't know if it hit the over under. Yeah, what's up? I thought Patty, you raised your hand. No, all right.
I was just pointing at you.
Yeah.
Why?
To give you a thumbs up that the Sixers.
Pat's a pointer,
thanks, dude.
Pat's a pointer, by the way. I've noticed that.
That is a pointer.
Dove is silent but
well,
deadly.
Dove doesn't listen.
Pat's a pointer. No. Dove's a frowner. Like, he'll give you the face like, oh, just go to break already.
Like he's disgusted
with
what
like, come
we're
on,
saying.
I told you to break 5 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, shout out to our buddy Dove.
Yeah.
He had an accident there.
Get well, Dove.
Yeah, nothing life-threatening. Just everybody who's known Dove forever, and we love him. We make fun of him, but we love him. And we make fun because we love him. But he's going to be out for a little bit here, so I guess I got to get used to Boyle pointing at me.
Yeah.
Basically is what that comes down to. Hop, that's a good point. I mean, but I just think, I don't know if it's written there in the bylaws, like if you read the really, 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 really barely legible small print on FanDuel and all the other sites, like there's got to be something that frees up these companies from situations like Hop just presented, but... If I'm a gambler, I don't mean $50 or $30, $100 reverse. If you're betting 10, 20, 30, hundreds of thousands of dollars on games, you know, that's a tough pill to swallow. But there's got to be something that absolves them. Otherwise,
you know,
there's lawsuits. There's a million ways to go about it.
Just thought about it. Mm-hmm. Didn't bet the game or the series, you know, obviously with finances.
Surfside,
but,
though.
Oh, baby.
Yeah,
Clam, I hope you're getting ready to load up that pallet. We're making space. We got a nice space for it right outside in the Fan Newsroom.
Uh-huh.
Everybody's starting to get excited. They got new flavors that they unveiled today. I can't wait to taste
them.
Today
they came out? Yeah, on a Wednesday?
They unveiled the new flavors today, yes.
Do you know what they are? Not to put you on the spot, but
raspberry lemonade.
I like that. Sounds good.
Black cherry lemonade.
I used to love black cherry soda.
Dude.
The old school black cherry soda.
I can't wait to try it.
That's a good one.
Strawberry lemonade.
I mean, these are fantastic.
Green,
first of all, wait.
Green tea and raspberry tea, I think, as well.
I'm going to pass on the green tea one. What took them so long to come up with strawberry lemonade?
Well, they had the regular iced tea, peach tea, lemonade, and the other was the half and half, which is a big, that's my favorite. The half lemonade, half tea. I love that one.
Yep.
Everybody loves that
one. Did they have a mango in there? I think you brought over mangoes to my house.
That might have been the it's not the Surfsides, but it's the same company, Stateside Vodka Soda.
That might have been that.
I'm not sure.
What it was,
but anyway, so they unveiled these new flavors of lemonade, which I can't wait to try.
All right.
And we, as a station, if the Knicks could somehow just, I don't care how they do it,
uh-huh.
a two-minute crew, whatever you want, get the benefit of the whistle. Get those two wins. I'm thirsty. I want the Surfside. We as a station want that pallet delivered right out there. And you know that center where you walk in?
Yeah.
That big space?
A lot of rooms. Is that where Francesca used to lean against the thing there?
Yeah.
Is that what we thought about?
Yeah.
Like you would just, you know, wander out and lean and that
hang
space.
Over
yeah, we got space.
We're ready for it.
Let's go.
You take some home for your, you know, Janet no loves it. We're
barbecue's
ready for it.
Barbecue's coming up.
Oh, yeah.
Weather's getting nicer. Can't wait. Nick and Nanuet. Nick, BT and Sal, what's going on, bud?
What's up, guys?
Hey,
how
Nick.
You guys doing?
What's up, Nick?
First of all, I just want to say, let's go Knicks and let's go Rangers, baby.
That's right. That's right.
All right. So this is what I got to say for today. So what is going on with these overviews with these quarterbacks? This year, you got Michael Penix Jr. and Jordan Travis. Did no one watch these guys this year? What are these guys seeing that I'm not seeing?
I think Michael Penix is really good. I like Michael Penix.
I think Michael Penix is one of the best throwing lefties I've ever seen in
my
life.
I love him.
So the issue is the injury, though.
Kid,
the injury history.
Yeah,
I mean, that's,
he's been banged up.
Of course. But you know what? That goes with anybody. You know what I mean? Same thing with Jordan Travis. Same thing with all these guys. You know, you can't bank on the injuries. You got to bank on if that's your guy, that's your guy. That's
uh-huh.
my opinion. So I'm just looking at the stats. They got these two guys, Jordan Travis and Michael Penix, going on day two and day three, which is absolute insanity.
There's no way Penix is going day three. This day
that's
two problem.
But
no, I think
no
he's
way.
Going round
yeah.
one.
Yeah, I mean, if you got a smart team out there that that knows football, that's what I'm thinking, too. I don't know how you let that guy slip to round two. But if he does slip to round two, I mean, that's a steal for any team. That's a steal for any team. So I was just looking at the stats the other day, and Travis threw two picks to 20 touchdowns last season. Michael Penix
almost 5,000 yards.
Yep.
36 touchdowns.
Right, but the stats are meaningless. Yeah, I mean, when you're evaluating quarterbacks from, yeah, that's the problem. And by the way, I don't even know what, like, you can't even say what is meaningful. I can guarantee you that the stats are absolutely meaningless.
They're meaningless. I agree with
that. That's like, you don't even, if you're trying to make an argument for somebody, I wouldn't even bring that up at all. Then you get into the throws, the arm talent, mm-hmm. the vision, the decision making.
That's the most important one.
Yeah, right. But can you process? And then even with all that, guys fall through still, like, oh, yeah, this is great, and this is can't miss, and this part of his game is going to translate.
This guy's an inch too small. This guy's a tick too slow.
And you don't know. The guys who are smaller have more success. The guys who, you know, have the great arm talent don't. Like, a lot of it, to me, my personal evaluation would be what's inside. I don't want to see his hand size. I want the ticker. What makes you go? The mind, obviously, leadership abilities, all those different things, maturity, the attitude, what drives somebody, what's inside. That, to me, would. And then from there, then you say, okay, well, I value accuracy, or I value strength.
Specific
I value
to the offense you're
going to
run.
Mobility, whatever those things. Because you could win with all of them. Accuracy, arm strength, mobility.
I agree.
You don't need all three. Now, if you do, then yes. But you need the motivation, the leadership, the ticker. What motivates you? What drives you? That's what I would be looking
at. It's an awesome way to look at it. The problem is, you usually can't really, truly, accurately measure that stuff until they're in the building. And I don't mean on a visit. I mean after you draft them. And if the ticker and the other things that Sal was just talking about don't add up, there's no recourse. You drafted them, but it's too late.
And then we're talking about, let's say, New York specifically. Then you still have to find out how they handle. Like, they can have great heart and great determination and will and all that stuff, great mentality. New York's a different animal.
Yep.
And maybe not even New York. A lot of these kids never had to deal with failure in their life. They've been great at high school. They're great at college.
Yeah.
They get everything they want, every which way they turn. And then they get to the NFL and they get hit, whether it's by a quarterback or by certain circumstances. They deal with adversity.
Yep.
And they don't know how to respond.
It's time to be an adult. At that point,
some can
handle it, some don't.
And that's, how do you?
You don't. You just, there's something that is instinctual that you have to tap into from within before you anoint the guy. And instincts are often right. They're not always right. That's for sure. 877-337-6666. BT and Sal on the Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.